It's a disappointing result, there's no doubt. I think we've done well at stages. We've created chances, we've not taken them. We've had quite a bit of the ball. We've gone forward, we've been on our heels in the penalty area when balls have come into the box, in the opponent's penalty area, and then we've switched off for one where we've not followed a run and it's ended up in the back of our net. And we're not working hard enough in either box to either stop an opponent scoring or score at the other end. But there's some reasonable stuff that's played in between. The only way to come through it is being positive, and we have to remain positive.
Great. What did you make of the first half performance?
I think there are signs of nerves, the signs of people being a little bit anxious, and those signs are when we pass the ball backwards. We're looking to try and play forwards and try and move the ball as quick as we can, and obviously move ourselves as quick as we can into spaces and beyond opponents. But you know, at times we've done it. I thought some of the things that were good. Certainly Joe Lolley was outstanding. Thought we got the ball to him. Still wanted it more to him, more to his feet, and he'll get better as he gets fitter and stronger. And we, you know, we could have scored a couple of times during that first half spell. In the second half, Joe's effect on the game diminished a little bit because he's not played the minutes that he needed to, which is where I say he'll get better as he gets stronger and more minutes into him. And, you know, we've got to remain positive, as I've said, and it's difficult to be positive when you keep losing.
Is it as much about as how well they played in the first half as opposed to what you did?
I think that Walsall are a good side. We came up against a good side. I think they play an entertaining way. I think they are a side not too dissimilar to us when we are confident. I think what happens at this level, what's happened with us certainly, is we've been on a run of games where we've probably not got the results that we felt we should have done. We've had chances to win games and not taken them. We've conceded goals that we haven't. And we're in that cycle. We've got to stop that cycle. So, you know, it's difficult again because we've lost. But again, we've got to remain as positive as we can. There's some positive to take from that, at least. And we've got to try and build on that for the weekend.
You talk about confidence. You described it to me yesterday as the chicken and egg situation. So how do you change that cycle?
It'll change. It will change. There's no doubt about it. But we've got to do it by being positive. So anything that we do, anything that I do, has got to remain positive. And that's what we will. That's what we endeavour to do. I think that, you know, you can look at the negatives. You can look at all the negatives. And the easier thing is to focus on that. And certainly in a run of results that we've had, you can then be... or then you can start to become negative with your actions and your decisions and all of the things that you put into place go out of the window. And we've got to remain focused, and that's my job now. We've got to remain focused and strong under some scrutiny and under some criticism, which is only fair. You know, I think that we will, like I say, we'll be steadfast, and we'll be thorough, and keep, like I said, a positive mindset for in the upcoming games, so as we can turn things around.
So you do feel that criticism from the fans is justified?
Well, when you lose, you've got to expect criticism. You know, we've not been anywhere near as good as we can be in terms of results, because we can win football matches. We've got to learn how to do that again, and quickly. I think from, you know, people were talking about pre-season and how well we'd done in pre-season, and those performances were there, and then it's a measure of obviously the players that we've brought in over the summer. Players know they've got to do better at the critical moments in games and in the critical areas in games. And like I say, we'll remain positive.
Is your faith in the players being tested? Because you say you've got faith in them, being tested?
Clearly, I can't keep allowing things to happen. I can't keep allowing things to happen. There's mistakes being made, and we've got to do something about it. So you have to work. You have to be positive. You have to get the players on the training ground and go through that. But there's only so much you can do with that. You know, until you have to change personnel. We tried it tonight. You know, brought in Scott Wiseman with his experience. You know, the knowledge that he's got, the pace that he's got. You know, I think that, again, it's just a case of a runner making a run inside, and then whether they've thought, the pair of them, because Murray Wallace got crossed over with Jack King, and whether Scott was on a retreat and Rico Henry's made his run inside the striker. So whether he thought the other man in the box, and whether he thought that there was that the ball wasn't going to get inside to Rico Henry, and he didn't go, because once the ball had got to Rico Henry, there was a spurt, you know, a bit of pace there to try and stop it, and then Jack King read it, or he came across a little bit too late, and the ball's in the back of your net. It's those things that we're ruining at the moment.
Neil Bishop's performance in there, is that one of the positives in the performance?
Outstanding. I thought he was outstanding. I thought Sean McAllister did really well when he came on. I think Paddy was huffing and puffing. I think he was. There were bits in the box where you thought he might just get on the end of something, but unfortunately didn't. I think that Gary McSheffrey had got into some good positions and put some good ball into the box. I think Scott Laird was putting balls in from too deep. We need to get him higher up the field, and he needs to get higher up the field, and he knows that. Kevin Van Veen was, you know, we needed more from him. Absolutely needed more from him. We know he's a good player. We know he can be a good player. But we need more in terms of his aggression and desire to help teammates out whilst we've not got the ball. But also when we have the ball, it's got to be a bit tidier. And if we're trying to shoot through bodies, we're not going to score goals. We've got to get the ball wide and work the ball into areas like we do in training every single day. You know, that's the frustration for me, because we see it every day, and it's just the anxiety from playing, and that can't be that can't be an acceptable thing, certainly from a footballer. You talk about careers being short. You know, at the end of the day, you're looking at the end of your career, and you feel when you're playing that it's going to last forever, and it doesn't. You come to the end of your career, you don't want any regrets, and you look back on it and think, I wish I'd have done that. You don't want too many of those. And this is one of those times where, again, we've got to be positive and come through that, but also know that at this moment in time, we're not getting our rewards, because we're not doing those things throughout the game. We're not doing the things that are right throughout the game, as we've spoken about with the running off a defender. Can't happen.